Welcome to this first chapter of the first module of the Quantum Communication course. In this course, we will deepen our knowledge regarding quantum communication. This happens on a rather qualitative level. In this course, we try to avoid formulas or other mathematical details. In terms of content, we will discuss cryptography, discuss various cryptographic protocols, discuss the possible application fields of quantum communication. But what exactly is quantum communication? What is quantum communication based on? How does it differ from normal communication? In this first module, we start from the beginning, quantum physics. Quantum physics is a fundamental theory of physics. It provides a description of the physical properties at atomic and subatomic scales. Developed in the early 20th century, quantum physics fundamentally changed our understanding of the microworld. It explained phenomena that could not be explained by classical physics. Quantum physics introduces concepts that defy our classical intuition. One such example is the wave-particle duality, which describes how electrons can exhibit wave-like and particle-like properties. Therefore, it seems incorrect to refer to the electron as a particle, since an electron can also display wave-like properties under certain circumstances. Similarly, it seems incorrect to refer to the electron as a wave, since an electron can also display particle-like properties under certain circumstances. For this reason, we will henceforth refer to them as quantum objects rather than waves or particles. In addition to the wave-particle duality, quantum objects also exhibit other remarkable, even fascinating phenomena. For instance, quantum objects can exist in superposition states and simultaneously describe possible states until the measurement is done. Or they can be entangled and influence each other mutually. Detailed explanations about these phenomena will be provided in the following chapters and modules. In the 20th century, quantum technologies of the first generation were developed. Researchers engaged with quantum physics and began to understand and apply the basic rules of quantum physics. This era concluded with the development of technologies crucial for modern electronics and telecommunications, for instance, transistors and lasers. The invention of the transistor revolutionized electronics. It enabled the manufacture of smaller and more efficient circuits. By contrast, lasers are used in many fields, from medicine to communication technologies. They also rely on quantum physical phenomena, the controlled stimulation of emissions. These advancements mark the beginning of a new era, an era that transformed the industry and paved the way to the digital age. The era nowadays focuses on the development of quantum technologies of the second generation. In this era, it is mainly about developing technologies that explicitly leverage quantum physical phenomena. Contrary to the quantum technologies of the first generation, quantum technologies of the second generation explicitly uses phenomena like superposition, entanglement, and quantum tunnel effects to create transformative technologies. Whenever we are speaking, describing, or explaining quantum technologies, we mean every time, really every time, quantum technologies of the second generation. These technologies can be subdivided into four pillars: quantum computing, quantum communication, quantum sensing, and quantum simulation. Technologies of these pillars should help to revolutionize the industry and everyday life in such a way we cannot foresee right now. Let's have a deeper look at these four technological pillars. Quantum computers leverage the principles of superposition and entanglement to solve complex, high-dimensional problems. In this context, it is expected that quantum computers will be able to solve specific, tailored problems faster and more efficiently than classical computers. Classical computers use bits as the smallest unit of data. One bit can have the value of 0 or 1. In contrast, quantum computers use quantum bits, also known as qubits. One qubit is able to be in a superposition state of the states of 0 and 1. This enables them to simultaneously process enormous amounts of possible states. Quantum computers have the potential to revolutionize fields such as cryptography, where they can break current encryption methods. They have the potential to revolutionize fields such as materials science, where they can simulate complex molecular structures to discover new materials and drugs. Quantum communication uses quantum phenomena to enhance the security and efficiency of information transmission. One of the most promising applications of quantum communication is the quantum key distribution, in short, QKD. QKD enables two communication parties to produce a shared random security key, which is only known by them. This key can be used to encrypt and decrypt messages as well as data in general. The encrypted messages are immune to eavesdropping. The security of QKD is based on fundamental rules of physics. Any possible eavesdropping attack will disturb the quantum state, leading to both parties noticing the eavesdropper. This makes QKD a strong tool for secure communication in an increasingly digitalized world. Quantum sensors improve the precision of measurements. They utilize those states of the matter that react highly sensitively to environmental changes. This is how quantum sensors manage, for instance, to measure gravitational fields with unprecedented precision. This is how quantum sensors manage, for instance, to detect small magnetic fields. This is how quantum sensors manage, for instance, to ascertain changes of temperature in the nanometer range. These advancements can lead to more accurate diagnoses in medicine, for instance, by enhanced MRT machines. They can lead to better environmental monitoring, for instance, by detecting smallest changes of Earth's magnetic field or the identification of underground resources without drilling. Quantum sensors leverage phenomena like superposition and entanglement to reach sensitivities far beyond classical sensors. Thereby, new opportunities for scientific discoveries and technological innovation are revealed. Quantum simulation utilizes quantum computers to model the behavior of matter on an atomic and subatomic level. This approach can lead to breakthroughs in material science, chemistry, and pharmaceutical research because quantum simulation is able to predict properties of materials and molecules more exactly than classical simulations. For instance, the simulation of the behavior of complex molecules and chemical reactions can therefore help to design new pharmaceuticals. It can help to design materials with specific, desired properties. Additionally, quantum simulations could provide insights into fundamental processes of physics, for instance, superconductivity. They could contribute to the development of lossless electrical grids and further advanced technologies. Through the imitation of the quantum nature of systems, quantum simulations provide a powerful tool to investigate the boundaries of science. The implications of quantum technologies are vast. Quantum technologies have the potential to transform industrial sectors, from cybersecurity to pharma industry. They have the potential to provide capabilities beyond the possibilities of classical technologies. The future of quantum technologies holds a lot of potential, significantly enhancing the computational power, securing communication networks, and advancing the performance of sensors. All these will conclude profound effects on society and industry. In this course, we will focus on quantum communication, and during this, we'll engage with different aspects. First of all, we have a look at QKD and examine protocols to implement a secure key exchange. Subsequently, we will explore quantum networks as well as associated fundamental basics and concepts for future implementation. Lastly, we address explicit industrial sectors. Here, we will explore how quantum communication, as well as terms discussed up until then, could transform the industry or may already transform the industry. Follow us on this journey through the world of quantum communication, a world providing secure data transmission, a world ensuring sensitive information, a world that does not resemble the classical, familiar world we know. Before we fully dive into the world of quantum mechanics and especially quantum communication, we will first take a look at cryptography as a whole. The main goal here is to determine why classical cryptography and the encryption methods we know are slowly becoming obsolete and should even be renewed. Furthermore, we will find out which possible alternatives exist and are being developed. With the increasing dependence on digital systems, the demand for robust cybersecurity measures is rising. The classical encryption methods used so far, such as RSA, Diffie-Hellman, and AES, have been the backbone of our secure communication for decades. RSA is an abbreviation for Rivest, Shamir, Adleman, the developers of this method. AES stands for Advanced Encryption Standard. Diffie-Hellman is a method that was developed by Diffie and Hellman. These methods are based on complex mathematical problems, such as prime factorization or solving discrete logarithms, and thus ensure the security of our data. To illustrate this more clearly, let's take an example, prime factorization. Every number can be described as a unique product of prime numbers. For example, 4 is the product of 2 times 2, 6 is the product of 2 times 3, 39 is the product of 3 times 13. The arrangement of prime numbers is definite in each case. There is no number other than 4 whose prime factorization is also 2 times 2. Likewise, there is no number other than 39 whose prime factorization is also 3 times 13. The crucial point is the following. Multiplication is a simple operation. Even elementary school children can do it. Finding the prime factorization, meaning the prime numbers whose product results in a given number, is difficult. Let's take the number 210 as an example. What is its prime factorization? Now we, or rather, a computer, would have to go through all possible variations that can result in 210. 2 times 105, 3 times 70, 6 times 35, and so on. The computer also has to check whether the respective numbers are prime numbers. However, once the prime factorization is determined, meaning we know the prime numbers whose product results in the number, everything becomes easy. In this case, the prime numbers are 2, 3, 5, and 7. Calculating their product is simple. 2 times 3 is 6, 6 times 5 is 30, 30 times 7 is 210. If two communication partners now have the prime numbers 2, 3, 5, and 7, it is easy for them to break the code 210. An eavesdropper, someone trying to listen in on the communication, on the other hand, would have to go through all possible constellations. This takes time and computing power. Of course, this was a highly simplified representation. The actual method varies somewhat, but at the moment, the goal is to understand the principle. Our current encryption is based on mathematically complex problems, problems that today's computers cannot solve, at least not in a reasonable time. The computers of tomorrow, quantum computers, will, however, be able to solve them. Today's encryption measures thus face an existential threat, the emerging power of quantum computers. Classical encryption algorithms are becoming increasingly vulnerable. With the rapid rise of quantum computers, these encryption schemes could soon become obsolete. When considering the exponential increase in data generated and transmitted worldwide, the urgency of the situation becomes clear. According to recent estimates, the number of connected devices is expected to reach 30 billion by 2030. Global data production is projected to rise to an astonishing 181 zettabytes by 2025. To put this into perspective, 1 zettabyte equals 1 billion terabytes. Such an enormous data flood requires improved security measures, especially since current encryption methods may soon become inadequate. Under these conditions, quantum communication, or at least some alternative to our current systems, is not just an innovation, it is a necessity. The rise of quantum computers brings about a paradigm shift. Quantum algorithms, especially Shor's algorithm, can solve the mathematical problems on which our current encryption systems are based exponentially faster than classical algorithms. This poses a direct threat to current cryptographic protocols. Shor's algorithm is a quantum algorithm capable of factoring large numbers into their prime factors. Let's consider the RSA protocol, one of the most widely used encryption systems today. The security of RSA is based on the difficulty of factoring a product of 2 large prime numbers. A classical computer would take thousands of years to break such an encryption key. A sufficiently powerful quantum computer, however, could solve this problem in mere seconds using Shor's algorithm. This is no longer just a theoretical concern. Experts estimate that quantum computers will be able to break RSA 2048 encryption as early as the early 2030s. Some estimates even suggest there is a 50% chance that this could happen as early as 2031. This emerging reality signals a countdown to the era of classical encryption, at least as we know it. A similar fate awaits the Diffie-Hellman key exchange. So far, it has enabled the sharing of cryptographic keys over public channels, but is becoming increasingly vulnerable. Diffie-Hellman relies on the difficulty of calculating discrete logarithms. Quantum computers can efficiently solve this problem as well. With advancements in quantum technology, the foundation of our current cryptographic systems is slowly but surely eroding. This presents an urgent call to seek alternatives that can withstand quantum technology. But what could such alternatives look like? What options do we have? And are the solutions only to be found in the world of quantum mechanics? Interestingly, among the possible alternatives, there are also classical solutions. This pertains to the development of so-called post-quantum cryptography, often abbreviated as PQC. Post-quantum cryptographic algorithms are classical in nature. They are classical approaches, not quantum cryptography, but rather classical cryptography. This means they could also be integrated into our current infrastructure and systems. They do not require any quantum upgrade. Post-quantum cryptography is considered secure against the computational power of quantum computers. At least, it is based on mathematical problems that are believed to be resistant to quantum computing. One example is the New Hope algorithm. The New Hope algorithm is based on the difficulty of learning with errors problems. These involve solving linear equations with added errors. These problems are believed to be resistant to attacks from quantum computers because they are computationally intensive, even for advanced algorithms such as Shor's algorithm. The New Hope algorithm uses lattice-based cryptography. Lattice-based cryptography generates public and private keys based on the mathematical structure of lattices. These structures make it more difficult for quantum computers to solve the underlying problems, thus offering strong security against potential quantum computer attacks. Aside from this, there are other types of cryptography, such as hash-based, code-based, or multivariate polynomial cryptography. The latter is based on the difficulty of solving systems of multivariate polynomial equations. This cryptographic method is also resistant to attacks from quantum computers. In this course, PQC plays little to no role. We primarily want to focus on quantum communication. In this section of the course, we have only briefly introduced PQC to make you aware that there are other alternatives as well. Furthermore, in the fourth module, when discussing specific application fields and industrial sectors, PQC will also be covered. This course focuses on quantum communication and, in connection with that, primarily quantum key distribution. Quantum key distribution, in short QKD, offers a fundamentally different approach that provides future-proof and technology-independent security. In quantum key distribution, QKD, the goal is to distribute a key for encrypting messages, data, or other information between two communication parties using the principles of quantum physics. QKD is future-proof because it is based on fundamental physical laws. QKD relies on the principles of quantum physics, such as superposition and entanglement. It exploits the properties of photons as well as quantum objects in general. This is primarily the inherent unpredictability of measurement results. If I measure a quantum object in a superposition state, I cannot predict the measurement result. It is genuinely random. This property helps to detect a potential eavesdropping attack, since any intermediate measurement causes disturbances. Technology-independent security, on the other hand, means that QKD will remain secure even with the emergence of more advanced technologies. The previous classical methods are, for example, not technology-independent in terms of security. With the advent of higher computing power, they become obsolete. QKD, however, is immune to such advancements because its security is based on physics and not on the absence of sufficient computing power. One of the most significant advantages of QKD is that it also offers information theoretic security. This means that security does not rely on assumptions regarding computing power. Information theoretically secure are those methods where it is impossible to break the encryption. Information theoretically secure are those methods where it is impossible to determine the encrypted message or file based on the encryption itself. In short, information theoretically secure methods remain secure regardless of the capabilities of the eavesdropper. The previous encryption methods, RSA, Diffie-Hellman, are not information theoretically secure. Their security is based on the assumption that no devices exist that provide enough computing power to break the encryption. QKD, on the other hand, is information theoretically secure, at least in theory, and if implemented in its ideal form, meaning without errors, without losses, without noise, it remains secure regardless of the technological level of the eavesdropper, even in the case that the eavesdropper possesses a quantum computer. The security of QKD does not rely on making calculations complicated. It is based on the fact that every measurement of a quantum system changes and influences the quantum system, making unnoticed eavesdropping attacks impossible. In classical encryption, data could be intercepted and potentially cracked as soon as the necessary computing power is available. With QKD, however, this is not possible, as eavesdropping attacks and even the interception of encryption keys can be detected in real time. It is as if you have a safe that cannot be opened without triggering some kind of alarm. Additionally, QKD generates encryption keys that are truly random, thanks to the unpredictable nature of quantum physics. In classical encryption, truly random keys cannot be created because the randomness is simulated and, in theory, could be calculated and predicted. QKD represents a critical advancement in secure communication. It addresses the imminent vulnerability of classical encryption in the era of quantum computing. By leveraging the principles of quantum physics, QKD provides a proactive and robust defense against the evolving landscape of cyber threats. With advancements in quantum computing, QKD will not only be a technological option, but a strategic necessity. It will empower organizations and governments to protect their most valuable information in a fundamentally secure way. This makes QKD an essential technology for secure communication, especially in the face of an era where traditional encryption methods can be effortlessly broken by quantum computers.